Chapter 18. Justification by Faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Faith is of God, and not of ourselves. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Therefore, whatsoever is not of God is sin. Whatsoever is of God is righteousness. Faith is the gift of God. And whatsoever is of faith is therefore righteousness, as certainly as whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. And the Word of God is the channel through which it comes, and the means by which it operates. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Where there is no Word of God, there can be no faith. The Word of God is the most substantial and the most powerful thing in the universe. It is the means by which all things were produced. It carries in itself creative power. For by the Word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. For He spake, and it was. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm 33, 6 and 9. And when this world was thus made, and darkness covered the deep, God said, Let there be light, and there was light. The Word of God is self-fulfilling, and of itself it accomplishes the will of God, if you as you receive it as it is in truth the Word of God. Whenever you received the Word of God which ye heard of us, you received it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Thus to receive the Word of God, to yield your heart to it, that it may work in your life, this is genuine belief. This is true faith. This is the faith by which you can be justified, made righteous indeed. For by it the very will of God, as expressed in His own Word, is accomplished in your life, by the creative Word of Him who has spoken. This is the work of faith. This is the righteousness, the right doing of God, which is by faith. Thus it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Thus the character of righteousness of God is manifested in your life, delivering you from the power of sin to the saving of your soul in righteousness. This is justification by faith alone. This is justification by faith without works. And faith being the gift of God, coming by the Word of God, and itself working in you the works of God, needs none of your sinful work to make it good and acceptable to God. Faith itself works in you that which is good, and is sufficient of itself to fill all your life with the goodness of God, and does not need your imperfect effort to give it merit. This faith is not dependent on you for good works. Instead, it gives the good works to you. The expression is not faith and works, but faith which works. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Seest thou how faith wrought? James chapter 2, verse 22. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, and the work of faith with power. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. And this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. John chapter 6, verse 29. This is the faith of God which Jesus exhorts us to have. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, margin. Which was revealed in Him, and which by His grace is a free gift to you and every other soul on earth.